So many of the numbers that we have heard have been very touching to my own heart. I trust they have been to yours as we reflect on the real purpose of Christmas. I have chosen for a devotional thought, and it's only a devotional thought. It's not a message. But if you have your Bibles, you might want to turn to Matthew chapter 1, and we're just going to look at verses 18 through 25. But we're basically just going to read the verse. I'm going to comment on one thought. And let me just set the stage properly. Why did I choose this passage? Why did I choose this theme tonight? In my own heart, I look around in our own culture. Our culture is just adrift. You know, I am stunned over the transition that is the movement of our culture, of our nation, over the last 5 years, 10 years, is astounding. And it is not in a good direction. It's away from a humility and a love for Jesus Christ and a respect for our Lord. And on this Christmas night, Christmas Eve night, I know that in our culture there is a lot about materialism. There is a lot of things that, can distract you from the real purpose of what we're celebrating. But I want us for a few minutes, as we have already this evening, reflect on who Jesus Christ is. I, for one, spent a good many years, almost three decades of my life, absolutely secure in myself, trusting in myself, anchored in myself, with no real awareness of my serious problem that I had, that I was trusting in that I was good enough, and that somehow or another it would work out okay. Even though I had done some horrific things that if I would have just stopped and thought about them for any amount of time, I would have been able to recognize this is not good. And then Jesus came into my life. It was on a very special night for my wife and I. We had gone off to a retreat, for a marriage retreat. Why? Because her friends and Pam had recognized that our marriage was a long ways from where it ought to be. I wasn't really aware of it. Honestly, I was so into myself and so secure in what things were going on in my life that, I didn't even see the problem. But we go off in this retreat, and God used my wife in a significant way to call me to myself and just awareness that, listen, there's a problem here. She basically was saying to me that, you know what? We either need to figure out what's wrong with our relationship, or I'm done with this relationship. To which I was stunned. But by God's grace, several other people, one of them, my sister-in-law, is here tonight. Another evangelist called Colonel Bottomley, who had come to a Methodist church. He was apparently an independent Baptist preacher. Somehow or another spoke at this Methodist church. Gave a good gospel message. I remember that was the first time that I really admitted that I wasn't certain that I had a home in eternity with heaven, in heaven with Jesus. But what really had to happen is I needed to come to look at who Jesus Christ is. That he really is God. And as the Word of God says, that every single knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord to the glory of God. This babe that we celebrate and we think of, it should be even more stunning. I am the grandfather of 19 babies. Six of my own. 19 grandchildren is what I'm referring to. And, it is stunning when you see these little ones. They are so absolutely helpless. Don't we all recognize that? I mean, you just sit there and say, how in the world does this work? How can they even make it to the point where they're self-sufficient? It seems impossible. Jesus, who is the Creator God, Sustainer God, the one who, if he chose, none of us would leave this building tonight. This building wouldn't stand tonight. Our nation wouldn't stand. The world would totally come apart if he chose. That's how powerful he is. But even being that powerful, he submissively took upon himself the form of a baby so that we could connect with God the Father through his sacrificial death on our behalf. And when I read the Christmas story, particularly this year, I have been stunned how often the deity, his deity, that he is God, is right smack in the center of the Christmas story. Even though we're talking about an infant. Read with me 18th verse. Now I want to point out to you that the virgin birth reveals Jesus' deity. Without it, this baby wouldn't be God. And notice what it says. Now, read with me if you would please. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she found with child of the Holy Spirit. You notice, of the Holy Spirit. That baby was extremely unique. When we look at the next two verses, you will see that the angels declared Jesus' deity. They made it very clear from the very start, this is no ordinary child. Let's read it in unison. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. That's a declaration by the angel that this child was no ordinary child. He was the anointed one. He was the waited for Messiah. And he is the one and the only one that ultimately would be able to open the seals spoken of in Revelations that will bring judgment on all the humanity that's present. In the next verse, Jesus' mission declares, now just look at what he and he alone, by the way, this is a very, very important verse. He says in another portion of Scripture, he's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto him, cometh unto the Father yet through him. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. It isn't by church, by going to church. It isn't by doing church ordinances like baptism or the Lord's table or any other thing. It's none of that that secures us an eternal home. It is in our faith, in our belief, our trust in Jesus Christ alone. Read with me. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. You know whose people he's talking about? He's talking about all of us who come to the end of ourselves and accept him as our personal Savior. He'll save us from ourselves, from our own wicked, sinful thoughts, words, and actions. Now that is what Christmas is about. And continuing, this says that Isaiah, a prophet 700 years before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, now it's repeated in this passage in Matthew, predicted this coming of Emmanuel. Why don't you read that with me? So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. That's what we could say. There's nothing I have to fear, because he is with us. We're to go in all the world, and he will be with us until the end of the age. And finally, Joseph, in faith. This is a man who had just about looking forward to marriage, told now that his wife is with child, his espoused wife, is with child, and he stays with the program because he understood the program. He recognized this is the Messiah. This is what Isaiah had prophesied all along. And Joseph being aroused, read it with me please. Then Joseph being aroused from sleep did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took him his wife and did not know her till he brought forth firstborn son and called his name Jesus. These are beautiful, beautiful reminders of the deity. So when we celebrate Christmas tomorrow, remember we are celebrating the reality that Jesus came down here, who is God, for us, to connect with us so that we could have a relationship with God the Father through the Son. And it's for all eternity. We become, if we will take that by faith. And you know what else? Many, if not most of us here, know this message already, but not all. And he has given us the privilege to share that message with all. That's a humble and very special privilege.